This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch you can do up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, all the things that you've been told is nasty, mean about us, but nobody's ever asked us. How many of you have actually sat with what's referred to as a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy? I mean, seriously, not many of you, I'm sure. So you don't really know what we stand for, what we're willing to do. So if you get the book, you'll find out. You can get it at Amazon, so if you want any little electronic book, that would be great. Right? You get, what is it, the Kindle. So you get it on your Kindle, and that'll allow you to read it whenever you want to. But you're going to see that we may be on the same page with some things. Some of you that are far left, we're not going to be able to find each other. If the planet was square and we both headed to the middle, we wouldn't be able to find each other. But if you're one of those people that's willing to have open, honest dialogue, then grab the book. If you're on the right, I give you enough information to be able to have intelligent conversations with the left without just spewing the party line. Okay, again, if you want to talk to me, it's 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to tell me where I'm off, 855-732-5563. So Hillary Clinton is still living in Oz. I can't put it any other way because she, on an interview today, and some of the stations were just played a real short soundbite. But on some of these things that she's played, that she went on today, she actually had the guts to say that she, it still wasn't her fault. That it all had to do with Comey and those people. Which I thought was quite interesting because, again, she admits, and in a new book that's out called Shattered, that I'm trying to get the author on with us, she admits she can't connect. She admits to her inner circle, to the people in the campaign, she just can't get her arms around the American people. That's because you've been out of touch for so long. See, the problem with the upper echelon of the Democrat Party is they think they know better than you. They're smarter. They're more educated. Think about what they were talking about, the voters who voted for Trump and who vote for Republicans. They're uneducated. Low-information voters. And they're smarter than you. They have more degrees than you do, which means they know more than you. And Al, what was his name? Frankenstein. What's his name? Al Franken. Yeah. At the last, Judge Gorsuch, when they were drilling him, if you would, he actually had this comedian, right? What's he got, a degree in drama? This comedian comes out and says, I've been around here long enough and seen the questions long enough. I've got a feel for the law. Yeah, you moron. You got a feel for the law like toilet paper feels against your butt when it's clean, okay? The guy that you were talking to had 30 years in the law. There was nothing. There was you shouldn't even have been in the room. You shouldn't even have been allowed to play. Now, there are people in the Senate that are true attorneys that have gone to law school. They understand those are the guys that should have been in that room talking to that judge, not comedians. I mean, seriously, how many of you go to open mic Fridays to ask that nut job on stage about your divorce proceedings or about your bankruptcy or about your criminal criminal case coming? I mean, really, seriously, that's what it's like having him in the room. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. All right, here we go. Our wonderful, man, she could have been president. If that doesn't send a chill up your spine, you're cold. You're just, no, you're not cold, you're dull. So this is Hillary trying to explain on CNN how it wasn't her fault. It was the Russians. It was Comey. It was global warming. And that's why she didn't win president. Take a listen.
There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else.
How did you overcome it? This is what they do all the time. How did you overcome it? What did you do? What did you say? How did you push back? I think not.
As Nate Silver, who, doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, has concluded, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And it wasn't. It was on October 28th, and there was just a lot of funny business going on around that.
Right, because, 8 days made that mistake. So people who were in love with you, that you were so connected with, in 8 days turned their back on you. I would say, Hillary, wasn't a very deep relationship. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. More about Hillary's inability to find the truth right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I head up to the website, like I said, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I'm also selling shirts, T-shirts. Now, come on. I know some of you are like, oh, I don't know. It's a red T-shirt. Okay? Hashtag stand. It's not that hard to figure out. Okay, just stand for what you believe in. Stand for liberty. Stand for all of that. Freedom. For freedom of speech. For whatever it is you believe in, you need to stand. It doesn't mean you need to beat somebody with a baseball bat or whatever else you think I'm promoting here because you'd be wrong. But you know, you see these nut jobs, you know, what do they call them? Grassroots protests? No. They're not grassroots. Because grassroots, what do you do? You grab the sneakers out of your drawer, you put on a pair of pants, you throw on a T-shirt, you take a sign, you go out in the garage, you make a sign, you know, I'm against the war or whatever, and you go march. Okay? You don't find, you know, 200 people in uniform. That's not a grassroots effort. You don't find 200 people in black sneakers, black pants, black shirt, a black bandana around their face because they're a bunch of cowards. Seriously, if you put a bandana on your face to go protest, you're a coward. You're a kid. Don't, you know, just because you can, oh my God, you can smash a window. You can look tough. You can look mean. You can yell loud. You can use foul language. You know what that makes you? That makes you an immature coward. That's all it does. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You see what I mean? Anyway. So the reason I've got the shirts is we always see them in black. They're red shirts with white print on them. So it's not stand with Trump necessarily, but red and white's good. Great contrast. Right? You want to do red with the white because you're standing with America. That's really all it is. You're standing with America. Why is that so hard? 855-REAL-JOE. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you don't like, you don't want to hear your voice. You don't want to hear yourself on the radio. Send me an email. I'll read it if it makes sense. If all you do is attack me, I'm going to read your name, too. And I'm going to give everybody on the list your email address. So if you're just going to be stupid, I'm going to make your stupidity very uncomfortable for you. Anyhow, so back to the, I don't even want to call her. We should call her Mrs. Oz, because I think that's where she lives. Still taking absolutely no, matter of fact, let's just start it from close to the beginning, because it's so informative.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to win.
Perfect. Perfect wasn't even in the block she was in, you know, or in the same state as her. She refused to go to a couple of states that her team was telling her to go to. She was so sure. She was sure she had this wrapped up. The DNC said, "Don't worry about Bernie. We got him handled. And the rest of it's up to you." And everybody loves you. And the polls, as we saw in Brexit and other things, no longer matter. So all you pollsters who keep trying to push and make your money off the polls, you better find a different way to do it. Because you're done.
Until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks.
So think about that. Jim Comey on the 28th and Russia. So 36, 7, 8. So really, in 8 or 9 days, she plummeted from this. Right, remember, it was going to be a washout. Remember, everybody was saying it was going to be a landslide. When all those loons from the left walk into their studios, their media studios on Tuesday night, they had a spring in their step. They knew they were going to win. They were ready to hit it head on. And guess what? Sorry, wrong answer. They lost. And they lost big. They lost big. So good luck. I mean, really, seriously, I think the Dem Party is really headed for some major losses, and they're going to be really, really surprised because they still believe. I see them out and about. I see the Schumers, the Pelosi's, the Wasserman Schultz, the Jackson Lee's. I can't believe they even let, what's her name, on TV anymore. Maxine Waters. My God, keep that woman against anything that's live. I'm talking kids, people, microphones, anything like that. She is a nut job. Anyhow, so here we go.
Raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that.
So here's the thing about this. What did they get scared off from? I mean, really, what came out from WikiLeaks? Can any, you know, I mean, it's not like we found out that she was sacrificing kids in her backyard, right? What did we really find out from WikiLeaks about the DNC? We found out the truth. We found out that they're not so much in love with the black community. So I made fun of black people, right? That they were willing to take Bernie and throw him under the bus for his Jewishness because he's a Jew. We can't have that, right? So you really saw all that WikiLeaks did for once was show you for real how the Democrat Party thinks about you. All you minorities. All you low-educated voters, all you Bible thumpers, they just told you for real. For once, you saw it from their mouth, from their machines, from the end of their little fingers on the keyboard. You actually saw how they felt about you. Other than that, what else was there? There was no accusations that somebody was stealing money all over the place, except for Hillary and her foundation, which is all true anyhow. But that's not what the bulk of the WikiLeaks was all about. It was about how they were screwing Bernie Sanders. It was about how they felt about minorities. About how they felt about the Taco Bowl people. Right? I'm sorry, I don't see it. How does that bring you down? You mean your sin was found out? You mean how you really feel about black people such was found out? But you see, I'm still surprised that she believes that brought it down, because while her husband was sexually assaulting women, and then she was calling those same women names and putting them down and disparaging them, right? That still didn't help them. I mean, didn't hurt them, hurt their numbers, hurt his numbers. So I'm still surprised that she doesn't get it. It wasn't that. Look, they could have brought out pictures of you having sex with Satan himself, and it still wouldn't hurt your numbers. You know why? You hurt your numbers. Simply being who you are and the way you treat people. And as you said in your own words, you couldn't connect. You can't connect. That's really what it boils down to. You didn't see, and the Dems still don't see, that people don't want Washington as usual. My Republican Party doesn't see that. Paul Ryan, yes, I do wish he would step down. I wish somebody with a little more fire and ice would step into that, would step into that position. I really do. We could have got more out of this. I don't believe we got screwed in this deal, but that's a story for another day. Let's hear from Hillary. Yeah, maybe not, because we're going to go to break in a second. And I want to do the rest of this on the other side, because look, this is what they're putting out there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. JNM, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of our conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5562. You know, David Fisher's our finance guy, and we have him on the show. We have to talk about the economy, what's going on in the economy, how you, you know, understand what you're up against. I mean, things aren't going to change overnight. They really aren't. We have a lot more things coming down the pike that has to be cleaned up, taken care of. ACA is far from over with. So I always say, you know, go over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Check it out. Check out some of the white papers he has there. I mean, when you talk about the bail-in, some of you have actually made fun of me for talking about the bail-in. But you don't know that that is or is not going to happen. It's happened in other countries. And, you know, it's happened here. It's in our laws. They have the ability to flick the switch, and they don't need your permission. They don't need to go back to Congress. Your retirement money can be frozen for the government. They don't take it away from you. They just say you can't use it this Thursday. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I want to thank you for sending me, somebody sent me a link, because, you know, I've been talking about how, you know, here I am, the Republican. I'm talking about how the Democrats missed it, and they're going to have trouble. And so one of the guys way up in the Democrat Party who loves Democrats, thinks they're the best things since sliced bread, Chris Matthews, says that the Democrat Party is failing, and they have a problem. And not because they can't get the message out. No, because they've moved too far left. Take a listen.
Now with the panel, we've been talking a lot about the first 100 days of Donald Trump, but what about the first 100 days of the Democrats? I got to read you this interesting quote here from Matthew Continetti, a conservative Washington Free Beacon, but he writes this. What the Democratic Party has yet to understand is that its social and cultural agenda is irrelevant or inimical to the material and spiritual well-being of their former constituents. Well, the Democrats recognize this fact. Their next 100 days will be no better than their first. I'm going to guess, Chris Matthews, you agree with that.
Well, yeah, well, I think I was talking about it earlier. A lot of it's cultural, not just economics. And I think that the position Hillary Clinton, for example, took on abortion, your late-term abortion's fine, federal funding, get rid of the Hyde Amendment, pushed too far. I think a lot of the people came out and voted in Pennsylvania, where I'm from, were pro-lifers. They just, with all Trump's problems, morally, personally, whatever, they didn't like Hillary's position. I think the party moved too far to the left on cultural issues.
Helene, the other interesting...
He's Chris Matthews. And he's right on. That's why they're taking a beat. They've totally... Joe Biden. If you go back and look at some of Joe Biden's quotes and interviews over the last 4, 5, 6 months, he said the same thing. He said Democrats have lost their connection, their understanding of the average everyday American. This is Joe Biden. And we've been saying that for a long time. I've been watching them go in that direction for years. And some of us don't, we haven't been saying it just because we don't like the platform. We've been saying it because we see it happen. For years you were able to get them to vote for you because you really were doing things for them. Do you understand that most people, not the brats you see in the street, not the ones you see on the news, but most people do not want the government just handing them stuff. They want help. They want to be retrained or help or taught, not just handed to them. Let's see what else Hillary has to say.
Intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive.
And you guys, in case you're just catching up or you just tuned in, we have Hillary telling us why she lost. Not her fault. It's the fault of Comey. It's the fault of WikiLeaks, which is owned by the Russians, in case you didn't know. And the problem here is I still challenge anybody. I challenge anybody to explain to me, show me, send me a link, an email to where WikiLeaks said something or implied something about her that A, wasn't true, and B, was that big thing that brought her down. She claims she lost the election in about an 8-day period. Right? I mean, because of what Comey said, that there was an investigation opening again. Right? To save, I mean, think about all of this. She's blaming it, and in the new book, Shattered, which is all from within her campaign, written by people that were there, she admits she cannot wrap her arms around the way people think. She can't get her arms around America. She can't wrap her mind around it. Well, first, you have to have a mind to wrap around it. Secondly, that's because of that elitist attitude they have. The one that says, I'm more educated than you. I've been around longer. I know about politics. See, I'm not faulting Trump for not knowing about the politics. There's friends of mine on the right that hate him, have hated him, and go, see, I told you. And I want to look at them and say, when have you run for office? You don't know what it's like in there. I ran for office and said the same thing. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do A, B, and C, and D. And I get in there and find out, listen, I can't do B or C because they're illegal. I can't do it alone. You don't know that going in there. You're never told that. And you don't really understand how the process works. You get there. Yeah, that's right. So it's the same thing with Trump. He's learned. But the nice thing about not knowing is you're going to do things that are new that people haven't really thought about because they're so stuck within the laws. I'm not saying he's going to break the law, but he's not even going to think about getting right up next close to him. The Dems have no problem with that because who's going to stop him? Anyway, here.
And so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else.
She uses all these big words. And then on top of that is, if you overcame all of this, why did you win?
But as Nate Silver, who, doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, has concluded, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And it wasn't. It was on October 28th, and there was just a lot of...
Yeah, if. I don't agree with that. Again, I go back to what I said earlier, which is there's no way in God's creation, none, that she could overcome the mess that she was in, the problem that she had. It just wasn't going to happen. Her problem was a personality. Her problem was her inability to connect with people. Her problem was that she wasn't likable. Even remember that, I thought it was so funny, that clip that they did with her in, was she in a Carl's Jr.? She was in a fast food joint, and she was trying to seem like, what?
Chipotle.
And she was trying to seem like one of them, right? And she goes in there. She hasn't been up next to a fast food counter in 45 years, maybe longer. All right, she goes in there, doesn't really, and she's got her little blueberry, blackberry, whatever it is in her hand, because she's got it all figured out, and she doesn't really have to pay attention, and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the long and the short of it was, she was so disconnected there. And you could tell, and so could people. You can't do that to people. You really can't. This people talk to me, come up to me at some of the things I've got going on, and I don't like them. I know who they are. I don't like them. But you can't do that to people. I'm responsible for their children. I'm responsible to make sure their children get a good education. So it really doesn't matter how I feel about them. I just have to make sure I do the right thing. I have to make sure that those children have an opportunity to learn, a safe space to learn in. Anyhow, so the Republican spending bill. I know everybody's going crazy about it. Everyone thinks we just gave in. And we did to a degree. I really believe to a degree we did. But there's a couple of things in that bill, one of them being spending for the military. Now, remember, the bill is only till September. Okay, it helps us pay our everyday bills till September. But some of the other money that was put in there is not just till September. It's going to carry the military out for another year or so. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you know, it's funny. The Art of the Deal. I didn't read the book. I don't have to read the book. I'm not as good as him. But I understand the premise or the foundation that he works from. And I thought it was really hilarious today that all the guys on the left are going out of their minds because Trump was giving kudos or being nice to, what's his name, this little fat boy from North Korea, right? Kim Jong overweight, whatever his name is. And, you know, he said, look, I it'd be an honor to meet him. It'd be a this, it'd be a that. And the left was going crazy. Now, unlike President Oblamo, the reason that Trump was doing it, when you talk to somebody like that, when you get into a deal, you want to do something, you're softening them up. He's buttering them up. He doesn't believe any of it. And he'll get what he wants out of it without turning over billions of dollars. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is so much going on there that you can have fun with. And other people smarter than I in the chat room that's on the in the website. There's also a chat room. I guess it's not really. It's a Facebook feed. There you go. I knew that. Facebook feed. Smarter people than I in the Facebook feed as well. All right. We were talking about this. We were talking about the... Well, first I was trying to go down the road of what we get out of this whole, you know, temporary deal with the budget. And it is temporary. Right, because it's done in September. Most of these things are done in September. But again, the left was going nuts today with some of the comments he made, and they didn't like the tweet. Well, here's the deal. So the Dems are running around like they spiked the football, like they won the game, like they pulled something around the end zone. I know there's a lot of people on the right that feel like they did, because today's bill didn't really take a swipe at Planned Parenthood dollars or anything like that. Or baby killing dollars, like I call it, like they call them. And because, you know, and some of you get mad. Just listen to the many, many, many videos from the president of Planned Parenthood who says they don't offer a lot of the services that you claim they do. And there's audio of people calling for the few services they say they offer, and the receptionist answering the phone says, we don't do that here. So which is it? Either you do it or you don't do it. And then they're mad because President Trump said he would meet with Kim Jong-un, little roly-poly boy. And how could he do that? The guy's a murderous dictator. His people are starving. He beats and kills and starves his people. But think about it. I thought we were having a flashback. I thought they were talking about the Cuban brothers. You know, Fidel and Raul Castro. Well, Fidel is gone. Very hot where he is right now. And Raul, I mean, he was, matter of fact, from what I've read, the little bit of research I've done on this, because you don't have to do much if you grew up, if you went to school and you were awake, you know what happened. But Raul was three times as nasty as his brother. Harsher, nastier, meaner, whatever you want to call it. And he was a dictator. He starved, he killed, he brutally tortured his people. He told Obama, Obama wanted assurance that when Cuban refugees were returned, that they wouldn't be, you know, tortured or punished. And Raul said, no, I won't promise you. But hey, he sent them back anyway, or he sends them back anyway. He didn't care. Where's the deal there? That was all okay. That was all fine. I mean, Mr. Obama said that he was honored to meet Raul. Hung out at a baseball game. They ate popcorn and drank Pepsi or Coca-Cola, I'm sure, together. They did the wave together. With a man with a wave of a finger would wipe out a whole bunch of political dissidents. That was okay. Trump says he's willing to meet with... Well, listen... President Obama said there were no really guidelines to meet any of these people. Any of the dictators from, you know, Venezuela, Iran, Cuba, whatever. He was willing to meet with them all without conditions. Trump said, no, there will be conditions. So this is fake outrage. This is a joke. And you know, the funny thing about it is you could stop the mid-sentence and say, what about Obama? He did exactly this thing. They will start talking. They will pick up right where they left off and not even acknowledge you said anything. Remember when Obama told Vlad? He was quite impressed with what Vlad was doing in Russia with the peoples. That was okay. That was just small talk and conversation. That was fine. Trump says he has respect for Vlad, and oh my God, the world falls apart. It's a double standard. They've always had it. Anyway, good friend of the show, Tom Del Beccaro, wrote a piece. And he was talking about, you know, what was in the budget thing, you know, what's actually happened. Let me see. And one of the pieces he wrote a piece back in August of 2011. And some of the points that he brings to the front is, in America today, he says, that patience and anger among voters on both sides of the spectrum is high. And the pace of that impatience is picking up steam. America is in what could be called the divided era. Which is his book, I think. Yeah. Partisanship is at an all-time high, with much of the nation divided evenly along party lines. If Republicans want to win a mandate next year, he says, they'll need to get out in front of the dynamic in order to avoid falling victim to it. And they can't do that. But they've got to offer real reforms, real changes, and they've got to be willing to fight for it. They cannot be worried that a shutdown or an accident in the healthcare situation is on putting a new plan. Look, they should do everything they could to make sure when they replace the healthcare program that there's no hiccups or problems. They should do just like Obama did. Come on, let that sink into your funny bone for a second. You see, we had websites that couldn't hold information. We had websites you couldn't get on, websites that kept going down, information that was missing, premiums that were charged before somebody even picked a plan. We had all kinds of problems. And we should play Obama's clip over and over and over again once they do the replacement, which was, even Microsoft has all these problems when they roll out a brand new operating system. They have to come back and do upgrades and make it work. That's exactly what we should say. When they start getting on Trump, we got to get some of those buttons made up. You know, the Staples buttons to say that was easy. We should, you know, make different ones. You know, Obama's excuse on. Obama's excuse on. Obama. That way there. Whenever one of these things comes up, you hit the button, it goes, even Microsoft has issues when they roll out a big package. Just amazing. Again, he had no problem. No problem reaching out to hostile countries, reaching out to dictators and talking to dictators and trying to work something out with them. Right? Like I said, people, you got to be willing to fight. You've got to be willing to fight. You've got to be willing not to get upset when somebody says, you know, something nasty to you. When somebody calls you a name because you got a red shirt on with white lettering. You can't let that stuff get in your way. You really can't. You might as well just crawl up under your desk and not say a word for the next 50 years or something. Because there's always going to be somebody who's going to be able to make fun of you. There's always going to be somebody who's going to be on your case for something that they just don't agree with. So, here's a good one. Imagine doing, I want you to, when I read some of these stories, or go through some of them, I want you to think about what would happen if this was done during Obama's regime. I'm not even going to call it administration anymore, his regime. By the way, I got a note from somebody today who thinks that Hannity will be gone by Friday. I don't know how true that is. I mean, on radio, he's got a massive audience, a massive army that he could push back with. But anyway, so apparently there were some May Day protesters that promoted a brutal death of Trump on a T-shirt. See, I don't. So there's a picture of a guy holding Trump's head in his hand with blood dripping from the bottom. And the caption of the shirt is, "Behead the bro, decapitate the Don." Isn't that cool? And he's proud. He's holding his chest out there pretty proud. I wonder how proud he'd be if one of those Trump bikers walked up and just popped him right in the chest. You think he'd still be proud? Maybe the Secret Service. That would be even better. On Monday, May Day protesters took the streets in multiple cities to defy President Donald Trump, because that's what the day's about. It's a protest against the president. And let's see. Some of the protest rallies escalated into violent riots in Portland, the Antifa. Anyway. The protesters were all dressed in black, including black hoods. They began destroying signs, windows, storefronts, and mailboxes. They were just making the street just chaos, fear. They were instilling fear in people. Now, it's another extreme look, you know, at how protesters, they were the same thing in New York. And a few other places. Now, one of the man's shirts, again, might as well have been an ISIS fighter, the way it looked. And you're not going to stop this thing until... Here's the deal. The minute you rip something, you rip off a park bench, you rip off anything that the city or what have you bolted down, now you're a vandal. Now you've committed a crime that you can be arrested for. So if you want to give the whole thing, they should be allowed to protest. Okay, let them protest. I'm good with that. But the minute you do damage the personal property, you're done. I like that. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Thanks for listening. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. I appreciate when you send me messages and emails and other stuff like that. So have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back tomorrow. God bless.